Aló, aló, aló. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Noah Junior. I'm an economist by profession.
Yeah, I would like to have an interview on privatization. Our first question is, why do you think government privatizes public-owned institutions?
They privatized because most of the corporations or state corporations were making losses, and they were quite a drain on the exchequer. And they also privatized because they wanted to attract foreign investment and also use the funds for doing what the state should do, providing security, infrastructure, and also health and education.
Do you think the issue of privatization is a Kenyan-owned idea or is a foreign or a donor's idea?
Privatization is a product of the structure adjustment programs which were introduced in the most developing countries in 80s, and therefore it is not an indigenous Kenya idea. It is actually a product of the Bretton Woods institution, that's the World Bank and IMF.
Privatizing of companies brings new interest and better manage it brings new investments and better management. Why do you think working class people do resist privatization?
In Kenya, we have had problems with privatization because, first, the process was undertaken without a legal framework, and two, it was not transparent. And then the issue of corruption also set in, and it led to asset stripping. And the net result also was the loss of employment by the working class.
Well, so far, what has Kenya done to ensure that the policy and the framework are now put in place to the issue of privatization?
They have tried to put together a legal framework on privatization, but I think it has come too late, too little, too late. They have also formed a body, a corporation that deals with the privatization, where they have tried as much as possible to include all the stakeholders in the economy in the privatization process.
What are the benefits of privatizing public-owned companies?
The proponent of privatization, first of all, point to increased investment as an advantage of privatization, and also bringing about efficiency and increased productivity, which leads to competitiveness. And it also reduces the drain on the exchequer so that the government is not forced to subsidize these companies that are owned by the government.
Could you mention some of the problems in privatizing these state-owned institutions?
Yeah, as I said earlier, we proceeded with the privatization in Kenya without laying down a legal framework. And this has led to a number of issues. One, it led to assets stripping, where the assets have been sold at a throwaway price. And two, it has also led to reduction in employment. A big number of people have also been retrenched because of privatization. And it has also made it difficult for workers to have long-term job security. We have casualization of employment, which is a product of outsourcing, and we have had corruption, which has also set in. So both the government has lost, and even the people who used to work with these institutions.
How does the new private owners benefit from privatization?
The new private owners benefit from privatization by, of course, increased profits. They are allowed to take on a leaner staff. They are also able to get government support,